Okay, today is August the 7th, 2009. I'm sitting here with Mark Phillips. And a lot of you know about Mark's situation. And I would ask everyone that listens to this broadcast to pray for Mark. Remember him in prayer. The nature of his illness is that when there is a major barometric atmospheric pressure change, it really affects Mark's mind. And we had that yesterday evening, and so as a consequence, it's been almost probably 18 hours, Mark has had a really, really tough time in cognition. And it's been a tough day, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a tough night, too, wasn't it? Why don't you just explain to our audience what happens when you go through this? Your mind starts racing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And it's able to slow your... It's hard to slow your thoughts down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so, consequently, you can't sleep, right?
Yeah.
And not just that, but your mind... You're unable to think clearly. Is that the way you would describe it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark usually helps me with my accounting and my checks and my checkbook and that kind of thing, and paying bills. And this morning you couldn't even do it, could you? So I would ask that everyone that hears this to keep Mark in prayer. We know that God heals today if He chooses. Mark has lived with this condition for 17 years now, and he gets real discouraged at times, don't you? Going through it over and over again.
Yeah, I do.
And this is just sending out a special request to remember Mark and his condition. We know that God answers prayer, and God also... the title of this discussion is Cool Breezes.
Cool Breezes.
God sends cool breezes.
Really?
Now, here's what Mark says, really? Are you sure? I want to just describe why that topic came into my mind, because we had been going through some things, and it seemed like Satan had gotten the upper hand on not only with the situation with Mark's condition, but a couple other areas that we've been dealing with. And frankly, it was quite a test to go through, and we're still not through that testing period. And I was thinking about this happens to be a very warm, hot August day in Weatherby, Missouri. And if you go outside right now, the heat is just unbelievable. But if you go down by the water and you face a certain way, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you'll get just a cool breeze that come through the trees mm-hmm. and ruffle your hair, and it just feels really good. Mm-hmm. And those, God, in His mercy and in His compassion, He knows when we're going through unbelievable testing periods, and He sends us those cool breezes to keep us going. The 23rd Psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down." What, Mark?
In green pastures.
"He leadeth me beside the
still waters.
He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for
thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff,
they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence
of my enemies.
My cup
runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house
of the Lord forever."
So those cool breezes are what we as Christians who go through these things need to remember: the cool breezes of the past. How many times have you been in a situation where you've been suffering and you just about ready to give up, and you maybe you already have given up. You've thrown your hands up and say, I give up.
Uh-huh.
And just at that point,
yeah.
God comes on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we seen God come on the scene with cool breezes?
Yeah.
You know, the psalmist David saw that many, many times. We're going to look at some of those passages where he saw the cool breezes of God's blessings on him when he was going through major, major times of trouble and heartache and not knowing, you know, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Which way am I going? In chapter 11 it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? But you know what? The Lord has not left the people of Zion. He is not absent. He is not gone AWOL. He is still on the scene. And He is still a present help in time of need. And now, Mark, go to Psalm 16, and I want you to read verses 5 and 6 there.
Psalm 16?
Uh-huh, verses 5 and 6. Psalms. Yes, and so Mark is going to find this here. He's still having a little struggle today with his things, but he's coming along. Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6.
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup, thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage.
Now, he says in the 11th verse, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So, the cool breezes of God's blessings and His mercy and His compassion, the scripture says that His mercies are new every morning. In Psalm 18 it says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to praise, so shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compass me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then, read verse 7 of chapter 18.
And the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hills moved, and were shaken because he was wroth.
There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and a fire out of his mouth. The devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made the darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. And the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hail, stones, and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yet he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. We're talking about cool breezes. At the blast of the breath of his nostrils. Read verse 16.
He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters.
He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me. They were too strong for me.
They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay.
He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Now, the cool breezes of God, it's good to know that he has not forsaken us, even in the midst of all these struggles that you're having, Mark. Even in the midst of everyone that might be listening to this broadcast, going through maybe unknown trials that you think no one else has ever had to go through. Maybe it seems as if the God has left you, has forsaken you, has not heard your call for help. This may be your answer today. You know?
Yeah.
Christ said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why art thou so far from me, helping me from the words of my roaring? But we know that God did not ultimately forsake his Son, because Jesus Christ raised from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father right now as we speak. And so we're looking for today, we're looking for some cool breezes. We've had the heat of the sun. We've had the heat of the enemy upon us. We've had Satan trying to bring us down.
Mm-hmm.
We've felt, sometimes you can actually feel the darkness of Satan and his power that would try to malign God's saints.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice, look at what in the Psalm 29, it talks about the contrast here, and look at the power of the voice of the Lord. Go to verse 5 there of the voice of the Lord of Psalm 29.
The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon.
He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sarin like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh.
And in the 10th verse it says, the Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. Verse 11.
The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Well, we're looking for those cool, cool waters. We're looking for a breath of fresh water. We're looking for the cool waters of Jesus Christ, where he breathes upon us his Holy Spirit and gives us comfort in times of trouble.
Yeah.
Go over to the 63rd Psalm. 63rd Psalm. And I want you to read the first verse down through the 5th verse there.
O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in the dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips.
When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee, thy right hand that holdeth me. Well, cool breezes, the cool breezes, the cool breath of God upon his saints. And when God's enemies come against us, and it appears as though there's no hope for us, the devil lays snares in our paths, and the devil is allowed to attack our bodies. He's allowed to attack our minds. He's allowed to attack our spirits. God is still there in the midst of all of that suffering. He is still there. And we have to remember this when it seems as though we are at our wit's end, when it seems as though God is not responding to us, when it seems as though He's left us, then we need to cry out to God and say, God, I cannot do this. I can no longer go on. I don't know why You're putting me through all of these struggles and heartaches and strifes and so on. And then what happens is many times God will allow us to go on in that state so that we are dependent upon Him.
Yeah.
So that we will remember when He's rescued us in the past, that we can go back and say, well, I've been through this before. I have been through this before. I know that God has delivered me in the past. And I know that if He's done it in the past, remember how many times the psalmist remembered how the Lord had delivered him in the past. Look over to the 78th Psalm. And what he does is he reminds them how the enemies are coming against him. And then he reminds them what God did for him in the midst of all that. He says, verse 39, read that.
He remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passed away and cometh not again.
How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? They turned their back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not His hand nor the day when He delivered them from them. How He had wrought His signs in Egypt and His wonders in the field of Zoan. And how He turned the rivers into blood, their floods that they would not drink. He sent various sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed. He gave them also increase under their caterpillars, and their labor and the locusts. And it goes on through everything that He had done. But look what He did for His sheep, verse 52.
Made His own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock,
and led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. Well, so not the message of the day is cool breezes. When we feel the humid torture of Satan's breath upon us and we're ready to give up, then we must remember that God is still there, and our meditation should be upon Him and not dwell upon all of the suffering and the torrents that we're going through. And read verse, go back to Psalm 118. And I want you to read verse 17.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Yeah. He says in verse 24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's very difficult. We're going through a lot of different things to rejoice and be glad in the day that the Lord hath made. Cool breezes, God sends cool breezes to those who are in great distress. And when we realize that He is always there, go over to Psalm 139 and we'll read through some of these scriptures. It starts with verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me.
Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways.
There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether.
Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high, I cannot attain unto it.
Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there.
If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Well, we can go on down through there, but the cool breezes of God's mercy and His compassion and His deliverance is there for God's people. There's no question about it. And when we see His deliverance in the past, we can go back and remind ourselves that He's delivered us in the past, and He will not forsake His own. He will preserve His saints. He will be gracious unto us. He is long-suffering. He is compassionate. He is kind. And go over to Psalm 147 and read verse 3.
He healed the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds.
Verse 11 says, the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear Him and those that hope in His mercy. And, so the cool breezes of God will continue to be with us. And realize that when things are heating up, and it seems like we can't go on, let us remember the cool breezes of the past when God has come and delivered us in the midst of all these sufferings that we have gone through, and let us thank Him for His deliverance in the past, and who knows, He might see fit to give us deliverance now. Father, we thank You for the cool breezes of Your mercy. When it seems as though our feet would almost have slipped, You have come to our rescue time and time again, for which we're grateful. And You do this so that we will rely upon You and not upon ourselves. Pray that You would be merciful to us and continue to show us Your loving kindness. Forgive us of our many sins according to Your completed work on the cross. And we thank You that we're the sheep of Your pasture. In Christ's name, amen.